Hey, what's up, people? Welcome back to After Hours Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Mark Savant. And on this show, I'm dedicated to helping you turn your pet project, your side hustle, into a thriving six and seven figure business. I think this is the best time in history to build a side business. And one of the reasons for that is AI. And in today's episode, I want to share 10 ways that I'm using AI, specifically ChatGPT, to grow my business. And if you want a more comprehensive guide in how you, your staff, your team, your VAs, your outsourced squad can use AI, you can go to AIupdate.ai. That's AIupdate.ai, and you'll get my absolutely free comprehensive guide to ChatGPT. Go to AIupdate.ai to get that comprehensive guide. So let's start with one of my favorite uses for ChatGPT, which is generating idea lists. So one of the things that happens in life is you can get stuck looking at a blank page or a blank computer screen, not knowing where to start. And where ChatGPT might not give you the finished, final, polished idea, it can give you, it can generate lists of hundreds and hundreds of different pieces of information instantly. So you can start, one of the things that I like to do, and this is kind of my second idea, is listing potential titles for blogs, listing potential titles for podcasts that my company and my agency is producing. Just say, hey, give me 10 different idea names for a podcast. It will lay them out instantly, and some of the names are excellent. And what we do at the agency is we take those ideas, we refine them, we do background research, we check domain availability and things of that nature. You can generate lists of potential products, potential social media ideas. You can generate lists for potential positions you might want to fill in your company. You can just generate lists probably in your mind right now, you're thinking of things that you need to do throughout the day. You can generate lists and how to prioritize and maybe ways that you can get those tasks done faster. So again, I just love ChatGPT for list generation and idea formulation, because starting with a blank page is really tough. And if you can start with 10, 20, 50 different ideas, it can help get your juices flowing. Okay, the next item on my list of things that I like to use ChatGPT for is script writing. Writing out descriptions of podcasts, writing out scripts for intro episodes, writing out scripts for about me episodes. You know, something I do with my agency is just that. We launch and automate podcasts for business owners, and script writing can be very laborious. And much like list building, it's probably not going to give me my final, completed, finished product, but it's going to get me pretty damn close. So using ChatGPT as a way to write scripts very quickly, very efficiently is powerful. And in fact, I actually developed an automation with Zapier that will write scripts for me automatically based on some answers that are input into a form. I'm actually going to put a link in the comments here to this video, because I think you're going to find it just shocking and amazing what ChatGPT can do once it's been combined with automation in programs like Zapier. It is truly, truly amazing. So I'll put a link to that in the comments below. Okay, the next on my list of items is replying to negative messages. Now, negative messages could be emails from customers. It could be texts or Facebook messages, wherever you get messages. You know, responding to negative messages can be difficult. Maybe it's a Google reply. Someone left you a negative Google review or something. How do you respond to that? ChatGPT, I just find, does an excellent, excellent job of replying to negative messages. And even if you're not doing it directly as the business owner, which, you know, frankly, probably should be if you're trying to hit that six or seven figure mark, but just training your staff to use ChatGPT like this, I think is incredibly powerful and turns them into some of the best customer service reps you'll ever see. Okay, next, automatically preparing for podcast interviews. This is a pretty cool automation I set up with Zapier. And whenever a guest schedules a time to be on a podcast with me, you know, they schedule a time on Calendly, it will send it over to ChatGPT, and ChatGPT will automatically give me a list of questions. It'll give me an intro script and how to present the guest. I don't really actually do that on my podcast, as you know, as a listener, but I just kind of jump right into it. But for some of my clients, that's magic. You know, every podcast is different. You know, preparing for a podcast interview is tough. Again, for me, at 500 podcast episode interviews completed, I'm a bit more comfortable than most. But regardless, going in with a list of 10 to 20 potential questions that you might want to ask that person, super, super valuable, and just makes things easier, smooths out the preparation phase, which can take a lot of time. We don't want that. Another use for ChatGPT is summarizing and responding to long text. You know, if you've ever gotten like a huge email and you're like, oh, I got to read this, you know, maybe you read it, maybe you don't. But ChatGPT is great for summarizing that. Maybe someone sends you a really long blog article. You can just link that and copy that into ChatGPT and it will summarize it. And, you know, saving you all the time. There's even a plugin for YouTube. So if you don't watch full length YouTube videos, it can summarize them. So summarizing long text, saving you time, is incredibly valuable. You could probably see that as a common thread here through my favorite uses for ChatGPT. It's saving me time. I want to save time. So summarizing, responding to long text is fantastic. The next item I have here on my list is analyzing data. So analyzing PDFs, tables, spreadsheets, charts, images. If you are a ChatGPT Pro user, you can actually just upload these files and folders directly to ChatGPT and have ChatGPT analyze and read them. Maybe you have a 100-page spreadsheet of potential clients, for example. Upload it to ChatGPT and say, hey, how should we start? Who are the most valuable prospects that we should follow up with? Maybe you have tons and tons of data from some sort of digital marketing agency. Hey, please review all the results from our cost of acquisition. Where should we focus our efforts? Analyzing data, very, very, very powerful and something that I use and I think it's something you should consider. I also like to use ChatGPT for strategy analysis. So if I'm trying to devise a new program or trying to figure out what moves I should make next, asking ChatGPT to do a SWOT analysis or one of the cool things with ChatGPT is it's read all the big business books. So you can ask it to apply the concepts from a book like Traction, for example, or a book like Story Brand by Donald Miller or 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. You can ask it to help you devise strategy based on these profiles, based on these books. Very, very powerful. You know, maybe you're working with a team member and, you know, maybe when you onboarded them, you had them take a personality test so you know where they are. Are they a D, I, S, or C? And you could say, hey, how do I deal with a team member based on their personality type of I? You know, and so this is just another example of how you can use ChatGPT and its abundance of knowledge to start to refine ideas. And, you know, again, you're probably not just going to take the strategy and run with it as is, but it's better than staring at a blank sheet or going to Amazon and ordering and reading a 300-page book in a day. Using ChatGPT to assess and apply these ideas is obscenely, obscenely powerful. Another way that I like to use ChatGPT is to generate images. Image generator tool is, they're freaking fantastic. The images that you get out of ChatGPT are super, super dope, super cool. I try to avoid it reading text and writing in text because it just tends to write words and letters in a weird way. They don't actually stand out the way I'd like them to. But you can create some really, really dope images. One of the cool things I like to do with my kids, this is just for fun, is say, hey, generate an image of a giraffe wearing roller skates. And, you know, my kids get a huge laugh out of that. And you can even go deeper. You know, if your first image is not as on point as you'd like it to be, you can say, hey, be more cool or be more serious or be more vibrant or do it in the style of Andy Warhol. There's so many different things that you can do and expand upon. And the image generation AI is, it just continues to shock me. As someone who's been creating art my entire life, it's just shocking how quick you can generate these just amazing images. Artists beware, because this art is phenomenal. And the last thing I want to kind of highlight that's becoming more and more relevant is turning text into code or asking ChatGPT to write something in HTML format, for example. So HTML format is the type of format that you're going to use typically on a website. And on your website, you know, optimizing your footers and your headers and your links and your hyperlinks, that can be very, very time consuming. But if you just say, hey, ChatGPT, here's all the text, turn it into HTML code, it will do it instantly, in which case you just need to copy and paste that into your WordPress site. I can't tell you how amazing this is once you see it happen in real time. It is shocking. We just did a demo in my mastermind group the other day, and we were kind of working through a problem as a group. And someone just said, hey, why don't we use HTML code? And we did, and it was awesome. So I'm just continuously shocked and amazed by what ChatGPT is able to do. I want to share these 10 ways that I'm using ChatGPT in my business and in my daily life. I think that if you walk away with just one of these and apply it, you're going to be really, really impressed. And listen, if you're looking to take this to the next level, I would strongly encourage you to download the free guide at AIUpdate.ai. That's AIUpdate.ai. My goal is to help 10 million people adapt and utilize AI in their business and their daily life. It's very profound. It's very profound. Not without its moral, ethical dilemmas, but regardless, you're not here to hear about that in this episode. You're here to hear about how can I actually make this stuff work for me in my business? How can I save time? How can I make money? How can I improve the quality of my team? And I just gave you the goods, and you can get even deeper at AIUpdate.ai. Hey, listen, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing to the podcast. I will hit you back later with a new episode. All right, peace.